Hello. Good day. Good morning for me. Getting up to do my routine, which is I get up, I go to the coffee shop, I write, trying to make this show that I'm doing make sense. It makes sense, but it needs to be better. It's fine, but I want it to be at least good. Right now, it's fine. Still fly to Scotland and come see it if you can. Just to see me live. Isn't that worth it? And it'll be good by the time you get here, I swear. Oh, I'm sorry, by the way, that Friday I ended the show with see you tomorrow. And I think I even posted it saying see you tomorrow. And there was no tomorrow. It was Friday. And I didn't realize it till later. I said, oh, and then it's Friday. I don't do a podcast tomorrow. And then I remembered that I had done that. And I said, I'm going to make a mental note to apologize for that on Monday. And usually my mental notes just go away. I say, oh, I'll make a mental note. There's no way. It feels when you make the mental note, when I make the mental note. I don't know about you. Sometimes I say you when I mean me, and I forget that. Like sometimes when you do this thing, and I'm talking about me when I do the thing, but I want everybody, I want it to be universal, so I say you, and I put it upon other people. I don't know what you do. Maybe you never make a mental note. Maybe all your mental notes go remembered. Maybe you take ginkgo biloba, and your memory is perfect. My memory's not bad, but I don't even know. How do people, my memory's perfect. How do you know? You remember what you remember, and then it feels like that's all there is to know. And you can remember things wrong and be convinced that it's right, because it's how you remember it. So we all have a great memory. Let's just all just say, oh, we all have perfect memories and not even argue about it. And we're like, if you ever watch the show The Affair, they're always arguing over, well, they're not arguing, but the memory's always like, he wore a checkered shirt. No, it was stripes. Like, they never agree on the shirt. And the versions are always so drastically different. I only watched some of the first season, then I fell off. I heard it's a great show. Not everything's for me. Or everybody, right? It's okay. I don't like The Affair. And it's okay that you do. Why am I even talking about that show? Oh, mental notes. So, but I remembered this mental note. A lot of times I make a mental note, it's gone. And I remember it at an inopportune time and then forget it again when it's time. And it's like if I was usually I'd make this mental note. Oh, I got to apologize for this on Monday. Then I record the podcast. I totally forget. 3 hours later, it'll pop up in my head. And I'll say, fuck, that's right. Let me remember that again tomorrow. Double mental note tomorrow. Then I record the podcast again, forget. And then I'm on the bus on my way to the show. And it pops up in my head again. Fuck. And I don't have any notes, like a place where I put notes for the show. I should do that. I should have a place where throughout the day, I put my thoughts for the next day's show. And then I can have something to talk about. That might make the show better. Maybe I'll start working on improving this podcast now that we are 476 episodes in. Now that I've warmed up, I guess a look at the news. I know Unite the Right rally was yesterday. I didn't see any news about it, so like any news alerts. So I'm assuming it was uneventful. These white supremacists rallying in D.C. Here it is, top of the news. White nationalist leaders sneak out of D.C. rally after getting surrounded by thousands of protesters. These people, white supremacists. Am I right? What jerks? And it feels like, oh, that goes without saying. But I don't think it does anymore. Or I guess it never did, right? It's not like these people just turned into white supremacists. They just felt emboldened. But I guess there was a lot less protesters at this year's, I don't know what you want to call it, rally. Soul legend Aretha Franklin reportedly gravely ill, surrounded by family. And I'm sure she's on in years, and you know she's done so much with her life. But for some reason, it really makes me sad when an iconic person such as Aretha Franklin is leaving us. But that's the inevitability of death. But it still makes me a little sad. Aretha Franklin. One of the best, Aretha Franklin. Absolutely. Okay. Primary schools ditch homework for students in favor of play, reading, and downtime. This is in Australia. In primary school, I don't know what the fuck is primary school. They say that here too, and I can't. It's like I guess it looks like it's some sort of that's grammar school, grade school. So fuck yeah, dude, get rid of homework's bullshit. Here's the thing about adults: we get out of school and then we don't fucking fight for the rights of the kids that we once were. This was the attitude that adults gave to me when I was like, yo, this homework is bullshit. This is fucked up. I'm at school all day and then I gotta come home and do this shit for like 3 fucking hours, which I didn't do it a lot of the time. But it was protest. And they said, well, I had to do it. Now you got, which is a fucking bullshit attitude. That's not how progress happens, man. Looks like Australia got it right. Those people are like, I remember being a kid, homework was bullshit. Now I'm going to make the world a better place. Get rid of that fucking garbage. Good. I'm not saying school's bullshit. You got to learn shit. I learned stuff. I learned accounting in college. And I blew off a lot of stuff in school. But you still, it gets through your head. Even if you blow it off, if you go to class. I went to class most of the time. I didn't skip school a lot because I felt like the least I could do was show up. That's how I treated all my jobs that I didn't want to do. I'll at least show up. Then I'll do the minimum and just be happy I'm there. Don't worry about the guy that's not showing up. Don't worry about me. I'm here. And that gets you by. At least got me by. I keep putting this you out there. It's not you, it's me. I'm talking about me. And I'm like, oh, that gets you by. I don't know what gets you by. I don't know if what works for me would work for somebody else. I'm also charming. Not always. I almost got into it with a Uber driver yesterday. We were going to meet some people, and the Uber, we call an Uber, because it's kind of, taking the bus can take a while sometimes, so like, okay, we'll get an Uber over to this place, and then the Uber's like, I'm here, you know, it says the Uber's here, ready to pick up, go out, the guy's got a fucking air compressor hooked up to his tire, and he's like, I gotta put air in my tire, it's low, and I'm like, all right. He's like, just take a couple minutes. We're sitting in the car for like 5 minutes. And I'm like, dude, are you going to be able to take us to where we got to go? Because it's like we're running late now because you're filling up your fucking tire. And he like already started the trip. It's a whole thing. My whole point was, I'm like, why did you even accept this ride? And then he was like, you don't understand, to me. And I'm like, we were yelling at each other. And I think the result was probably Jacqueline getting a low rating. I didn't call the Uber, she did. So I felt emboldened to speak freely, and then she was trying to diffuse it, as she would do, and she was right. I didn't help anything, yelling at the Uber driver, and I didn't start yelling. I was just pointing out you shouldn't have accepted the ride when your car isn't working right. And he got mad at me. He probably sees it differently. It's probably like that show, The Affair, where if we recounted it, he would have me wearing a different shirt and being irate, and I would have him wearing a hat that he wasn't wearing and just jumping up and down screaming at me. Oh, I guess I'm sorry to that Uber driver if he's listening. I should have been calmer, but you shouldn't have taken the ride. I'm not sorry. What the fuck, dude? You don't have enough air in your tire. You can't drive people around for money. Okay, this time I will see you tomorrow because it's Monday and tomorrow's Tuesday and I'll record a show tomorrow. See you then. We love you.